I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on cycling and the economic benefits of this growing sport. Vanessa Dow is Tourism and Corporate Relations Coordinator for Lanark County. Hi, Vanessa. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Linda. It's great to be here.
Great. So, you know, it's Bicycle Month in Ontario when cycling is celebrated and encouraged as an active form of transportation. Vanessa, you know, we know how much fun biking is and how good it is for us, but how does it contribute to our economy and tourism here in Lanark County?
Well, I think it's a huge contributor. We're really seeing cycling as a growing segment of the tourism industry. We have data to show that when cyclists visit a community, they really spend time there. They go into local businesses, they repair their bikes, they buy equipment and food, they find places to stay. It's a huge driver of the economy.
And you're working on a project right now, aren't you? Tell us about that.
I am. We're working with, at the county, we're working with several of our other counties, Frontenac, Renfrew, as well as our regional tourism organization, on a project to develop a rail trails loop that will travel around the region, and we'll be marketing it Canada-wide, trying to bring more tourism to the area.
Wow, that sounds like a world-class trail.
That's the plan. We're including the OVRT Algonquin Trail, as well as the K&P Trail and the Cataraqui. So it's really going to draw not just from local communities like Kingston and Ottawa, but we're hoping to market it well beyond that.
Right. Wonderful. Any idea how that will go? Are you positive about that happening?
Yeah, I have a really good feeling about it. There's a lot of movement in the local cycling community, and all of our partners are very committed to seeing this project through. So this year we've had consultants coming to visit the trails, let us know what kind of improvements need to happen. And over the next year, we'll be taking those recommendations, making those improvements, and preparing to market, which we'll start to see that advertising happen in the second and third year of the program.
Okay. You know, speaking of trails, a lot of people, a lot of bikers, cyclists, don't like riding on roads. Now, I'm just wondering if you could tell us, what are some of the multi-use trails that are available to us here in the county?
Right. So our main multi-use trail that people really love is the OVRT, which is a railbed trail that travels from Smiths Falls all the way to Mattawa.
Now, can you explain what OVRT stands for?
That is the Ottawa Valley Recreational Trail.
Okay. All right. That's the rail trail now called the Recreational Trail.
Exactly.
The Ottawa Valley. Okay.
Yeah. So that trail travels, and the county puts a lot of money into improving it. We received a grant from the Trans-Canada Trail to do improvements on road crossings and add new stone dust. So that trail is really great for cyclists as well as other users.
And it's a wonderful trail. I've been on several. I've done several sections of it from Smith Falls to Pakenham to Arm Prior. And it just goes on and on, right? So you're going to continue that. So it goes up to meet the K&P.
It goes through, it meets to the K&P, and then the K&P comes down and intersects closely with the Cataraqui.
Right.
So those are all going to be part of our loop trail development.
And that trail is very, very well looked after, and it's nice and wide for vehicles, ATVs, to pass, and they're very respectful when they pass as well.
It's excellent. I've always had a really good experience on the trail. It is well used by the ATV community as well as by the cyclists and walkers, even horseback riders.
Right. I haven't met one of those yet.
But everyone seems to really use the trail well
each
other.
Right. So we have the OVRT and we have the K&P. And what other trails did you mention? Sorry, I've forgotten.
For multi-use, another really nice trail is the Tay Havelock Trail, which goes from Perth to Charbot Lake. And we have many other trails in the county as well that are more suited to walking and biking, not so much to the motorized users. Like Blueberry Mountain Trail and Baird Trail are both walking trails that are just beautiful in Lanark Highlands.
Right. I mean, they're getting very popular now. I mean, biking is so popular. Yeah.
Yeah, biking is incredibly popular. We have a really strong cycling community in the county, and so there's new development around routes that people, the community, like to use. Even those who don't love being on roads, we'll often use some of the gravel routes that just are a little bit more low trafficked as well.
Now, talk about the Silver Chain Challenge that's coming up.
So the Silver Chain Challenge is actually happening right now. It's all through June, and it's to promote active transportation and healthy living in Lanark County and Renfrew. We have a friendly competition with Renfrew County, and we're inviting all of our community members and visitors to share photos of themselves using our trails or hiking and biking anywhere in the county. Share those photos with us and be entered to win some prizes, and as well help Lanark County to win the title of most engaged community in the Silver
competition. Okay,
yes.
That's where the challenge comes in. So do we register for that or what?
You can just visit lanarkcounty.ca/silverchain, and there will be a form there to share your photos.
Okay. Now, this has been going for some years, right?
It has been. In previous years, we have had people log their kilometers, but we're hoping that turning this into a photo competition will engage a lot more people who are not doing big distances.
Okay, so we don't have to log our kilometers now this year. We just have to take pictures of ourselves on the trail.
Share a photo of yourself doing your active transportation.
Right. And did you say we register for this or what?
No need to register. You can just visit lanarkcounty.ca/silverchain and upload.
And that will tell us where to show up and what day. When is this happening?
It's all throughout the month of June. So you can just share your photos from your own walks with your family and friends or just out walking the dog at any time.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Sounds easy enough to do.
I'm hoping so.
Great. Now, we have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else that we haven't mentioned that you would like to talk about?
Honestly, I think that we've really covered a lot. I know that Lanark County has just an incredible trail system, and it's really important to our community. The county values it because the community values it. There's totally that buy-in and interconnectedness. So I love having this opportunity to talk about it with you.
Great. Thanks very much for coming in, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Vanessa Dow is Tourism and Corporate Relations Coordinator for Lanark County. And that's your community spotlight on lanarkleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.